Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Again. So say what you say. Expect me to fade. I don't think about it. I don't think about it. I've got work left to do, and I'm not close to through.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning, Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Don't you dare turn this down. Don't you dare turn this down. Noel knows. This was my story of the week yesterday. Y'all are listening to, if you did not know, and Sam didn't know this either. Noel's dancing in there.
Yeah.
This is 61-year-old Vanessa Williams. And when I tell you, go look at the video,
yep,
you will not know that that is her age. And you will remember where you first saw her. This is, when I saw this past week, I went, what? Where is she back? And of course, then you go back to where you first remember Vanessa Williams.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, but it's been 15 years since she put out her last album.
Wow.
And this song is called Legs, and she shows them in this video.
Yeah.
And this is just like, again, redemption, satisfaction, it's perseverance, all the things that she's gone through, and it's definitely a you-know-what finger to Bob Guccione.
Well, that's been so long ago.
That derailed her entrance into our consciousness.
No, she was very much into our consciousness.
No, I'm saying it derailed it. It derailed it. She won the award, and then he derailed it by what he did. So that's why I said what I said. But anyway, after all this time, it was glorious to see her.
She's done a lot of stuff since that time. And in recent years, she's been on Broadway.
Yes.
She's doing a lot of stuff on Broadway.
So
she's back in the recording studio.
You had to put some Vanessa Williams on.
Why not?
Man, and I could see her opening up. You know what would be a concert? If she were to bring her catalog and open up for somebody like Janet. Too much?
Yeah, that was too much.
Who would you put her opening up for? Or just like some concerts on her own, like, say, at Center Stage, something like that.
Well, Center Stage, she can be a little bit bigger than Center Stage.
Really?
You could do some of the amphitheaters around the area.
Well, you and I would act like promoters.
We're just trying to get her to Atlanta, right? She's been up there in New York, just got
to
chill.
She needs to come down here. We, you know.
Yeah.
Take her over to, you know. Hey, any update on Mary Mac's Tea Room? Have we got any update from anybody? I know they're working on it.
They're working on it. That's all we know. And you know that it will be off the list for next Sunday. You know that would be a Mother's Day spot,
man,
right?
I didn't even think about that.
That would be a Mother's Day spot, big time.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks, and happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody in Hampton.
And a
shout out to our friend Brandon Hutchinson.
Yep, all the folks down at AMS. Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yep. You guys have a wonderful day down there. So if you go to our website, 929thegame.com, click on contest. That is where those of you who have a 13-year-old or under who would like to do a sports report on our show, that's where you fill out the information. Again, our website, 929thegame.com. Click on contest, even though this isn't a contest, but that's where the entry forms had to live. And get us the information as quick as you can, because we would like to get as many kids on this show as possible doing what we have enjoyed this. We've done it for 11 weeks, Sam. And yesterday was 13-year-old Dean Winchester. Spoke to his mother, Brandy, first.
Mm-hmm.
She came on the air. And you know the one thing that's common with all these kids, along with the love of sports? They all seem to be good students.
Yep.
They all, not only that,
really
they're good students, and they're playing, and this is good to hear, multiple sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, they're for a period of time. The kids only playing one sport.
Yeah, they're playing multiple sports, and they're enjoying it.
Yes, they are. So, and we're enjoying them, having them on. So, again, a replay of yesterday's They Got Next. We'll introduce 13-year-old Dean Winchester.
It's time for They Got Next.
Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the bigs.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, with today's sports report, we send it out to Dean Winchester, 13 years old.
Hey, I'm Dean, and I'm here with your sports update. First, let's start with the NBA playoffs and how Anthony Edwards, or Ant-Man, has took over. He is averaging 31 points, helping the Timberwolves sweep the Suns. But now they have to take on the Nuggets, who are looking to go back-to-back. Now let's head to MLB, where the Braves are having a field day in the number one seed. But without their main pitcher, Spencer Strider, how will they do for the rest of the season? Finally, let's talk about the Southside Hitmen, who will be taking on the Bulldogs. The Hitmen will hope to win this series, which is tied 1-1. Let's go get this dub, Southside. This is Dean with Sam and Greg on 92.9 The Game.
There you go. Yeah, you got to hit that mic.
All right.
Congratulations, and thank you, Dean. Thank you, his mother, Brandy, and thanks to all the people who have been a part of this. But, Dean, look, at this kid is I didn't ask him which sport he was focusing on. Mother said he loves basketball, obviously, but he plays baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah. So.
They were hoping he was going to get to play yesterday. Hopefully the rain would stay away because he was on his way to play.
That's right.
You know, we ask him, you know, are you guys going to win those guys? Beat those guys?
We try to get him a win.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works. So, again, once again, and let me run down this list of people that we've had so far. I started with Sayla Thomas. You all know Terrell. This is his daughter. She got things kicked off. Then we had Olivia Johnson, also known as Juice. Ellie Parker. Samson McMichael, Randy's son.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Rodriguez. Anessa Rodriguez, too. She just had a birthday. She's 10 now, I think. Leslie Ramos. Christian Holmes. That would be Matt Holmes' kid. Joshua Mosley. Last week, 6-year-old A.J. Obata. That sounded like a wide receiver,
yeah,
if I ever heard one.
Yeah, man.
And yesterday, Dean Winchester. You folks, if you've got a child who would like to get into this business and can put together a one-minute sports report, just go to 929thegame.com, click on contest, and let us know who you are, where you are, and we will reach out to you and get you on the show as soon as possible. Let me put this over here. Say something, Mr. Crenshaw.
Okay.
That's okay.
Do something. Okay.
Break
into a song. You don't want me to break into a song, you know. But we hope we'll have great stuff coming up. Got to talk with Joe Patrick. Always great to catch up with him and get his thoughts on what happened last night with Atlanta United or what didn't happen, you know. And then looking ahead, talk Falcons as the rookie camp happens later on this week. We get to see those guys on the field. Everybody's been hollering and screaming about the draft. You've had some time to digest who the team is selected. We're going to see them on the field next week.
You know, the insignificant information that I usually throw out here, I've been kind of tailing back on it, but I had a couple that lasted today and some birthdays that landed today that I couldn't resist. Did you know today was the day that Columbus landed back here in the Western Hemisphere on his second trip back to the New World?
Okay.
His second trip through the New World happened in 1494. And when he landed in Jamaica. Be honest with you, Discovery Bay.
Ah.
It's a good thing he didn't land there in the first trip. Because, you know, he wouldn't have left.
Yeah.
If he had landed in Jamaica first, oh, please. I'll tell him what this Western Hemisphere would look like. So that happened on this day. Also, who's the first man in space? The first man in space, well, I take it back, the first American, because the first man in space was Gagarin, he was a Russian, went up in Sputnik. But the first American in space, you ever see The Right Stuff? I'm recommending that movie for those of you who have not seen it.
Okay.
Great movie about the space race when it happened, a lot of famous people in it, but The first guy who went up there is an American, Alan Shepard.
Alan Shepard.
Happened on this day.
Okay.
Went up in Freedom 7. Went up, took a couple laps, came back
and
down.
Splashed.
And came back down and got to hang out with Kennedy. And Jackie O and all that. It was like a big deal back then. Yeah. I got to get through this story because those of you out there that are dog lovers and owners will know what I'm talking about. So Jesse, my dog, again, let me remind you, Jesse was not just a rescue. She was a rescue from these angels up in Dahlonega who do nothing, or at least this farm did nothing but rescue abused animals,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when the previous dog died, wanted to get something, because I could only have short-haired dogs. I got hay fever sort of thing, so long-haired dogs drive me crazy. So we got Jesse. We heard about a dog that was similar to the one we had before we got Jesse, and it was a short-haired terrier.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-30s as far as weight, which is perfect. It's big enough for one of those predator birds not to come down and snatch it out of your backyard, but small enough to travel comfortably in the back seat of your car,
okay.
Your SUV. So that's Jesse. So we get Jesse, and I've told this story before. Jesse was just, she had a miserable first life. Just miserable. Everything that you can think of when you hear about animals being abused, that's what Jesse and her brothers and sisters went through. So when we saw her, she just looked, for lack of a better way to put it, she just looked pitiful. And she needed a home badly. And so I said, and I was asked, I said, do you want this one or do you want me to bring out a few more? And as soon as I saw her, I went, no, let's take her. Wash her up, clean her up. And so we did and brought her home. And you met Jesse shortly after we got her.
Yeah.
And she was skittish and it made you a little nervous. And I understand that. Jesse's a pit bull / boxer. So when you see a pit bull, a lot of people get, you know, fearful immediately, and
yeah.
I can understand that. And so Sam was, you know, he was walking lightly
when he
came over, but she's a completely different dog. Well, anyway, over the last couple months, I want to get through this because otherwise I start thinking about it. Over the last month plus, couple months, Jesse has got a limp. And initially I thought it was just, you know, something that happened when your arm fell asleep, you know, or your leg falls asleep when you're sitting in a certain position for a while. But she's not that old. She's only like 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, take her to the vet, and Jesse has got what was believed to be arthritis. But they got to go back and they take her some, do some tests. So when I drop her off at this place, I'm in the room with the doctor. We're talking. I've known this guy forever. And he goes, let me go back there and, you know, do the usual. We're going to get a panel, as they say. So that's a battery of procedures that they do, you know, get some blood and so on and so forth. Well, Jesse has not been handled in a while in the back area of this place. And I was the only person in there with a dog at that particular time, other than a woman who was actually out in the area. And they took her in the back, and after a minute or so, I could hear,
yeah.
And that's that noise that dogs make when they're, I'll just say, uncomfortable or you know, just scared.
Yeah.
And it went on, Sam, for like minutes.
It probably wasn't that long, but it seemed that long.
Well, it was in different stages. It would stop for a minute, and then it came back. Then I could tell they put a muzzle on her, and I could still hear her. Anyway, the point is, I have never reacted like that before, taking a dog to the vet and hearing it cry like that.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. I literally had to walk out. But this was the equivalent of a parent taking their kid to the doctor and the kid's got to get a shot, and the kid's bellowing, and the mother, oh, no, you hurt my baby.
Yeah.
But this had never happened to me before, man. And Jesse was just, she was crying, and she was loud. And it was like you wanted to go back there and smack the doctor. Leave my dog alone. But, you know, because it's like, what are you doing to my dog, right? What are you doing? But I knew it wasn't. But she was in such distress, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I literally left. Anyway, that's the first time that happened to me. Anyway, she came out. She has got arthritis. They gave us a couple pills, you know, to get her started on it. She's, you know, we're just trying to maintain it. We're not going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But all her other tests came back. She's 100% healthy.
Okay.
So this is just one of those things that this particular, and listen, we've had a good run with Jesse. Jesse's had really nothing since she's been with us that's been an issue that's cost us a lot of money to maintain. But this was something that, you know, it just affected me in a way, man.
Yeah,
it really did, you know. And I was like, folks out there with dogs, cats, take them to the any animal, the parent of an animal, and when they take them to the vet and the vet has to do what they need to do and that animal starts making noise, holy you know what.
Yeah.
And so I had to share that because Jessie's been a part of this show. And but she's fine, but I have a dog with arthritis.
Well, at least now you know.
I know what it is, and it's moving slowly. And after a few steps, when she gets up, it kind of goes away.
Yeah.
So it's those initial handful of steps. So those of you out there that have dealt with this, taking your animal to the vet and having these uncomfortable visits, I'm right there with you now because I hadn't had that, but now I understand completely. Ha! Having said that, you ready to talk to Joe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk to Joe. Joe got a couple hats. We're going to start off with Atlanta United and have him try to explain what's going on with this team past the health that they're dealing with or lack thereof with some of the players. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Oh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Mexican world might have a problem if it's Puerto Rican singing it, but that's okay. It's all about the Spanish-speaking world, right? We want to acknowledge everything. So, Ricky Martin's having a resurgence.
Yep.
He's on that show. What's the name of that show? He's on some show with him and, is it Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett.
I think it's him and Carol Burnett's the other, like the main star of this thing. But anyway, shout out to him. It's a Cinco de Mayo morning, and you got to figure that our next guest, whether he admits it or not, has enjoyed some Cinco de Mayos.
You think so?
I would imagine that our next guest.
Does he strike you as that kind of guy?
He strikes me as a guy who hangs out with a group of people, and one of them is a designated driver. How is that? Is that fair, Joe?
I've enjoyed some a cerveza or two on Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That you know that song. I was kind of shocked to hear it. I hadn't even put together. I have enjoyed plenty of Cinco de Mayo in the past. Now I'm at the point where I just forgot it was Cinco de Mayo. So I was like, "What the heck is Ricky Martin doing?"
Well, yeah, that's wrong in a couple different levels. A, Ricky Martin's Puerto Rican; he's not Mexican. B, the fact that you forgot it is just a testament to your growth.
It's my maturity, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you know it's an amateur day. It's an amateur night, if you will.
The man is evolved.
He knows about the eight of them on there. All right, listen, as we bring on Joe Patrick, who wears multiple hats on this station.
Boy, we need him to wear them this morning.
I'm going to back off here and let Sam, he came in here like just shaking his head. And said, Joe be able to bring some answers to us because he is perplexed at what is going on with this Atlanta United team. Please help him out to understand what's happening.
Yeah, and when you and I contacted last night after it was over, what did we just look at? Five games now without a win. And last night sometimes looked like there was, I don't know, the lights went out. Even Gonzalo Pineda says we took a nap, we dozed. What do you thought about it?
Yeah, he said that, you know, coming out in the second half, the team just wasn't switched on to ready to start, and they probably give up two goals that ultimately cost them. And, you know, I'm a little concerned, guys. Like, you know, I'm concerned with what I heard from Gonzalo Pineda and, you know, I don't want to say the entire team last night because I didn't talk to everybody on the team. I don't want to categorize it that way. But, you know, I just thought there would be more of a sense of urgency, more like self-critique after last night's game. And I just didn't hear it. You know, I heard Gonzalo Pineda say that he thought the team, you know, created enough chances to win and created the better chances, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, the team had, you know, the vast bulk of the possession and all that, but it wasn't really threatening possession. And the team had two shot attempts at halftime at home. Again, against a very good Minnesota side. It's one of those ones that's tricky because I think a lot of MLS fans, Atlanta United fans, don't assume Minnesota United is very good just because they haven't been historically, but they are this year. This year they are very good. And they're very good in a boring, kind of unattractive, unsexy way where they do exactly what they did to Atlanta United last night. But ultimately, to bring it back to the team, you know, I didn't see the kind of urgency from within the team that we need to improve. This team had two shots at halftime, seven shots through 75 minutes. That's just not good enough. And ultimately, they end up with 16 shots. But, you know, you can't just look at all just the numbers, the stats from a game like that, because there's something in soccer we call game state, which is when you're losing, or when you're, yeah, when you're losing, you're generally going to be able to rack up a lot more shots and chances right at the end of the game when teams are just kind of, you know, bunkering in and making sure they don't, in this instance, concede two goals. So they kind of let you, you know, have the ball and even get shots in without too much fuss. And so, you know, I just did not see it as being, you know, a performance worthy of winning, worthy of even getting points, honestly. That was a deserved result last night. And it's just, you know, it's unacceptable at home to lose twice in a row, which this team has not done since 2021. And to the point that you guys made, no wins in their last five games. It's tough, you know, and I think that the pressure is squarely on Gonzalo Pineda right now for his job, because I know that this front office and this team, everybody involved, all the leading decision makers would tell you that this team should be in a much better place right now than where they currently are through 10 games.
Yeah, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Joe Patrick, and he is social. You can always find him on Twitter or X or whatever you call it in the last couple of days at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Everybody healthy? I mean, I know we had a list of people who were out several weeks ago, and they've been gradually coming back. Is any of that a factor here?
Yeah, I actually do think it's a factor, Sam. And not everybody's healthy, although they're a little bit healthier now than what they were a few weeks ago when even guys like Yorgos Yakimakis were out. He was back in the starting lineup last night. But I think the real, you know, the key losses, and they were also without Chande Silva, who they really could use on the wing right now because their wingers are pretty much all lacking a lot of confidence and form. And he could really kind of bring some of that confidence back to that group. But, you know, where I really square my focus on the health part of it is at center back, you've got Stian Gregersen, who is this team's kind of big offseason acquisition to replace Miles Robinson. He's only started three games this year, the first three games of the season. Other than that, he's been hurt. He had a meniscus damage and had to have surgery on it. But he did finally return to game action last night. Played about 20 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes, and I actually thought he made a huge impact. just the speed at which he moved the ball, you know, because those center backs, we think of them, you know, they are, you know, center back, central defender, but really a lot of what they do, especially in a high possession team, is helping you build up your attacks. And he just has so much technical skill, and he's incredibly fast and tall. He can just win balls and help move the ball really quickly. And you could see the glimpses last night of what he can bring to the team in the future. But, you know, it was a little bit too little too late. And also Derek Williams, who got off to a great start as his center back partner. He's also been out for the last, three or four games.
Yeah.
And he still has some more time to go. And so I still am, like, holding out kind of more firm opinions on what this team actually is until we see them both playing together a lot. I mean, that was their plan. First choice center back unit, and they've played, again, like I said, three games together so far this season. That's just not a big enough sample size to make a judgment. And the team was 2-1 in those three games, with the only loss coming against the defending MLS Cup champion. So I think that there is definitely room for this team to improve. That is not just going to kind of come out of thin air, but it's going to come through actually getting your most talented players back on the field, which they just haven't had so far this season.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tell us about this in-season tournament, or is it not a tournament, however you want to call it, but the U.S. Open Cup. Atlanta United's taking on Charlotte on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, the U.S. Open Cup is back. We lost it for a few years with COVID and everything, but, you know, I think it's an opportunity for, first of all, we're going to see a reserve unit, I believe, not fully, but I do think that, like, in central midfield, you'll probably see Daxon Cardian and Johnny Fortune start, instead of the other two that we've seen play throughout MLS regular season, just to get them minutes. They're also a pretty solid central midfield duo. Ultimately, though, I would not expect this team to roll out all of its starters. I do think that Gonzalo Pineda has to think about the mentality that this team has right now and consider whether, like, it's worth putting some of your star players into the lineup just to ensure that you're getting a win here, because this team desperately needs it. You know, they need to. It's not just where they are in the standings that has me worried about this team. It's where they are mentally, how they're feeling about themselves, and talking to Brooks Lennon after the game last night, you know, he was saying that we got to not kind of do what we've done in the past as a team, which is to get really emotional and you know, kind of point fingers around and stuff, but to, you know, be calm, be mature, and, you know, just calmly go about our business and figure out how to get results. And this certainly would be an opportunity to do that. It obviously won't help them directly in the MLS table, but, you know, you always want to win trophies and you want to advance in these tournaments. So this is an important game in that respect. And I think just, again, for the mentality of the team, it's important for them to get themselves back in the winner's circle. So they'll play that one up at Kennesaw State on Tuesday, and hopefully they can get a win where they haven't really in the past. I think this team has really overlooked this competition in recent years since they actually won it in 2019. They were the U.S. Open Cup champion. So that's, I'm sure, what this team will be looking forward to, trying to get that title back.
Can I ask, why are they playing it there? For those who are wondering, like myself, as opposed to the bench?
Not the MLS.
Some technical reasons, which is, you know, the venue, I'm sure when they make the schedule for the venue, they probably have different things, but also it's just a tournament that it's not part of the typical season ticket package, I believe. I'm not sure if that's true, but there might not be like all of your – actually, I think that probably would be true if they're playing it at Fifth Thirds. That you're just not getting the amount of people because it's not the same competition that you would typically be getting for an MLS match. So they play it in a smaller venue. That's pretty much it. You're just expecting a smaller crowd. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
They have played them in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the past before, though. Like they played when they played the final, they actually in this tournament, there's just, you know, which one of the teams will host. Instead of it being at a neutral site. And they could move it to Mercedes-Benz Stadium if it were a bigger game, I believe.
Yep. But that's coming up Tuesday night with them. Coming up later on this week, though, Falcons rookie camp. And thoughts about them. You are day and night and day there during the draft. Now you're going to get a chance to actually see these people on the field this week. What are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to talk to some of them. I can't wait to see them. You know, it's so funny. Like, Michael Penix Jr. now feels like one of the, you know, biggest names in Atlanta right now, and we haven't seen him throw a pass or do much of anything. And we don't expect him to do that, at least in competitive games. But I think it will be great for fans to kind of get to see some video of him throwing the ball and just doing their thing. And, you know, it's unfortunate, like, we don't have, like, a Bijan Robinson type of player in this draft where it's, like, the star, like, skill position player. It's a lot of, you know, defensive linemen and linebackers and such. But it's always good to get around these guys for the first time at this rookie camp. I'm always interested to talk to them because I think for all of them, it's their first time kind of being in a setting that's not like your college. And maybe things have changed in recent years with NIL and transfer portal where it does seem like a more professional, the sport seems more professionalized and you're not kind of thinking about the academic part, the school part of it. But I remember talking to Clark Phillips last year. He was like, man, you know what's so great about this? Is like, I feel like I can just, like, everything I do throughout the day, I can just, like, is geared towards football, towards, like, me playing football. So whether that's me, like, you know, getting, like, physical therapy or, you know, what I'm eating or, you know, just everything is, like, geared in service towards, like, my profession, what I actually do for money now. And I think it's honestly, I have, like, a liberating feeling, I think, for some of these guys to not have some of these other worries that you have when you're in college and you're trying to, you know, keep your grades up and all that. So it should be good to see those guys. And I'm sure that, yeah, Michael Penix, I think, will be all over the place. It'll be interesting to see how the team kind of promotes him and uses him as a marketing tool because they've kind of openly stated that they're obviously really excited to have him, but also that they would rather not have him play. They would rather have Kirk Cousins taking almost just about every snap unless they're, you know, winning in blowouts there for the next couple of years. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation that they have to navigate here on that front, but I'm sure that we'll all see plenty of him, and I think people are pretty excited for it.
We're up against it, but I was just curious, as you talk about the Falcons there, were you here in this business when Raheem was here last?
I was in, not in the NFL business. I basically just started covering the Braves for 99 when he was, yeah, when he took the interim. So, no, these are some of my first interactions with Raheem. And he's great, by the way. I love him. I mean, you're in a room with the guy and you totally get it. Like, why people are attracted to him, why he's a, you know, what makes him a great coach. And it's hard to even describe it, but you understand it when you're around him.
Well, it's an X factor. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what everybody says. It's an X factor. All right, Joe, we're not done with you, buddy. We'll probably holler at you next week.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right, happy Cinco de Mayo. Don't get too, you know.
Yeah, just, be safe out there, man.
Hey, take it easy on the cervezas, guys.
Exactly. It's Hill Street. Be careful out there. Anyway, that is Joe Patrick. Got a chance for you to grab some money. It's flying through the air in this state. I'll let you know about it next. And I have a show recommendation. Actually, I got a movie and a show recommendation. Not that you care, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
And we got something special coming up top of the hour. We'll tell you about that. Come on.
Great teases. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Shake it up, shake it down. Move it in, move it around.
That's my jam, man.
It's some brown water.
Yeah.
Some brown water music.
I tell you, this is my jam right here. Johnny Taylor, would have been Johnny's birthday today.
Really?
It would have been Johnny's birthday.
Who's making love with your old lady?
Well, disco lady, that's enough. So anyway, Johnny would be happy to know we thought about him.
Oh, yeah, now.
On his birthday today. So threw that out there. You know who else's birthday today? I don't know if we're going to play any of her music. Noelle probably has she's a fan of country music. I don't know what title she has. She's not the queen. But where would Tammy Wynette fall as far as
man.
Today would have been is Tammy's birthday?
Tammy Wynette. Yeah.
Oh, here go Noelle. Come on.
Tammy and George Jones, man.
Yeah, really. Well, now wait, is he more no? Yeah, that's right. Because who was Dollywood? She was Porter Wagner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Porter Wagner.
Yep, Porter Wagner.
All them rhinestones.
That's right. And that's the thing you notice first when Dolly's sitting next to Porter Wagner. Anyway, happy birthdays to go out to those two. I want to throw that out there. Also, one of those quietly really successful, you can't tell the history of comedy on this planet without mentioning these guys. And that's Monty Python.
Okay.
Can't, right? But Monty Python is one of those acquired tastes. It's like licorice, like black licorice. People that they like it, they really love it.
And people don't, they're like,
They just don't get it. Yeah. But Michael Palin, one of the members of Monty Python.
Okay.
His birthday today.
I give a good birthday shout out. A friend of the show, been on the show, had a big run at Wimbledon last year. Chris Eubanks.
It's his birthday today?
It is his birthday, man.
So what's the...
Shout out with Chris.
If I remember correctly.
But he's over there. They're all overseas. They're all in Europe right now because they're playing the clay courts leading up to the French.
To the French, okay. Yeah. The giraffe.
Yeah.
That's what Coco called it, right? All right. This is when we let you guys know about the opportunities in film and television that are going throughout the state of Georgia. I concentrate here north of Macon, but there's a couple casting directors that have needs for you to drive down to Macon, and they give you a gas bump for that.
Okay.
In fact, let me scroll down here.
That's nice.
Yeah, man.
They're going to pay for your gas to go down there.
Exactly.
Can you go a little bit further beyond that and go to Bucky's? Because Bucky's like right on the other side.
Well, you come back up.
On the other side of Macon.
Well, that's true.
You get to Bucky's.
All right, let me see which one is looking for folks down there.
Can they cover your cost of going there and getting a couple of briskets?
You mean getting you a couple. That's what you're talking about.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking for somebody.
All right, well, listen, if you scroll down through, when you get to 92.9thegame.com/castingcall or go to Get Cast with Greg on Twitter and see the list. You go past the jobs in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the jobs behind the camera.
Uh-huh.
And you get past those, well, not behind the jobs, but how to find those jobs. And then you have the link to the Georgia Department of Labor. Then you have the voiceover connections. And then after that, I give you a list of the casting directors. You go to the social media pages daily. And, in fact, you can go a couple times during the course of a day, and you will see different breakdowns and different needs for these particular casting directors who are doing stuff from top to bottom. All right, let me get back to just the first one on here because I had this for Noel. Hilton Casting. We talked about your show, P-Valley. Here are the needs for P-Valley this week from Hilton Casting. Strip club customers. Strip club customers with cars.
Okay.
Strip club customers with green or red cars. Bouncers, paparazzi.
Yeah, all those?
All of those this week for P-Valley. Season 3 over at Hilton Casting. You will see it. And this is going to film next Friday, the 10th. So you want to get your submissions in. The date is expected to be one of those afternoon or evening call times. But anyway, you want to submit as quick as you can if you want to be a part of P-Valley. Extras Casting Atlanta doing a new project. Listen, you're going to go out there and eat. People are going to pay you to eat because it's a diner scene. So you will sit there.
Do you actually eat at a diner scene?
Sometimes you do. Well, over and over again.
Most of the people you see, they're sitting there and they're having a conversation with somebody.
Here's what happens.
They might have something to drink there.
Right.
But I'm trying to think if you actually see somebody.
No,
other than the principal characters. The principal characters will have food in front of them. But mm-hmm. the folks at the tables around them, what they got?
They have food.
Do they?
Yes, they do. Or they have whatever they put in front of them. But to answer your question, after the scene is shot, you usually eat. So, I mean, you can actually have a cheeseburger and bite into it, and everybody who was in the scene, you can eat either beforehand or afterwards.
So there's really food there?
Yeah, sometimes.
I thought you always had props or
something. You know Silver Skillet over there on 14th?
Yeah, right on 14th
Everything
Street.
Is filmed over there.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many commercials I have shot there. Well, when they put the food in front of you, the people will tell you, don't eat it. You know, just let it sit there, drink, do whatever. Some people will have it. It's all about positioning. And so they will have you just, as you said, having a conversation with the person next to you. If you're by yourself in the booth, just looking at your phone, whatever the situation calls for.
Okay.
But once the scene is shot, if you're in a restaurant like that, then they'll let you eat. They'll bring you food
afterwards. Yeah, but how many takes, though? You may be
whatever. See, you can't ask that. That ain't none of your, doesn't matter. You're there. If they got to do 20 takes, you sit there for 20.
Then your food's all cold.
See, this is why you don't get booked. You and your cold pumpkin pie mentality.
I'm just saying.
Sam sitting there going, excuse me, Spielberg.
Yeah, you know, can we send this back to the kitchen to warm it up?
Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. It was a pleasure. Thank you for coming. Jack will be in the mail. Oh, man.
No, really?
I'm telling you, really.
Okay.
I'm just asking questions. Hey, man, this pumpkin pie is cold.
Well, what it is, or whatever
what
it is. Oh, you scramble eggs,
that's
or whatever it is you brought
acting.
Out there,
that's
right?
It's called acting.
Okay.
Act like it's warm.
Act like it's warm. Well, you don't act like anything because you're not eating it. You're just sitting there, right? Because you can't, as they say, don't eat it. It's sitting there.
Destination casting, doing one spoon.
It could be that preserved food.
One spoon of chocolate.
Now,
I'm going to keep going.
Talking about more food. You're talking about a spoon of chocolate.
More, multiple roles. You got me talking here. They're looking for townspeople, cops, EMTs with real, EMTs with real experience and churchgoers. So that's destination casting. Again, let me move on here. Central casting is doing Oops All Berries. I have no idea what that means.
Huh?
You heard me. Oops. All Berries. That's the working title.
Okay.
This is going to be an overnight shoot. It's one of them glamorous sort of, gala events.
Gala.
So they're looking for folks with guys with tuxedos, women's with evening gowns, and you will see this under Oops, All Berries.
Oh, man.
Central casting.
Wow.
This is going to be, it's going to be a couple nights, 23rd and the 24th of this month.
Okay.
Genesis also. And when I tell you that this is not the title of this one, that's the one I was in.
Okay.
Hey, you want to submit for this one. This is a pretty good one. But this one, this particular week, this is one of those movies that the subject matter goes around the world. I'll just leave it at that, okay? So this week, they're looking for people to play refugees.
Okay.
Middle Eastern,
okay.
Indian men and women to portray refugees being rescued. Okay? And this is the one I was telling you about that's down in Macon. They're going to give you a $30 gas bump to get down there.
They get your gas down and get you back.
Ages 50s to 80s. So, again, this is one of those. Rose Locke still doing a couple of untitled projects where they need stand-ins. Shauna Fitzpatrick still looking for those of you in the advertising world who want to grab about $25,000 for this particular reality show. And shout-out to Robin's mother. Robin is the woman who used to be with CavCast, but she's on her own right now, and she's the one casting Divorce Court.
Okay.
And they are looking for those of you who want to put your business out there and have your divorce, is it adjudicated? Is that how you say it? Adjudicated?
I guess.
Something like that?
Star Jones.
By Star Jones. And so you will see that contact number and email address to get in touch with Robin and get yourself a part of the show.
Okay.
Robin's mother listens to us.
Right. Morning.
So Robin,
how you doing?
Robin reached out to me and said, my mama heard you talking about my show. Thank you for keeping Divorce Court on the casting call.
Yeah.
So there you go. Also heard, shout out Jesse Malinowski. Malinowski. He's the one who runs Get Seen Studios.
Okay.
We were both in a holding room for a callback this past week. And I haven't seen Jesse in forever. He and his lovely wife, you ready for this? Candy Vandy Zandy. Candy Vandy Zandy. That's her name.
Real?
Yes, it is. But now it's Malinowski because they got married. She's also an actress.
Okay.
And he's got a podcast out there, so he's talking to, it's all about local.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So he's talking to the local actors, and you know, I got him on, you know, Good Day years ago when I had to have cast, get seen on the casting call,
mm-hmm.
but he has reached out. He might want both of us.
Hey.
Who knows?
Let me know, man.
Yeah, Bill Seller, Atlanta Voiceover Show. So we got everything. It's one-stop shopping as far as the industry. Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com if you got any questions about any of this stuff. And, of course, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/castingcall.
Yep.
Having said that, I have to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and Severance. That was the show I was alluding to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the cast of this thing. Well, let me see if I can get the cat. Let me tell you. Adam Scott is the star. Patricia Arquette is in this thing. Zach Cherry's in it. John Turturro. Christopher Walken showed up in this show. So here's the premise. A biotech company uses a medical procedure called a severance to separate the memories of their employees depending on whether they are at work or not. So when a severed worker is at work, they are dubbed innies. In other words, you're in at work.
Okay.
And cannot remember anything of their lives or the world outside. You forget who your family is. You forget everything, all your problems at home once you go in those doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then vice versa. So the boss who's a pain in the you-know-what,
yeah.
when you get home, what you did at work, you forget all of that. Two separate worlds.
That's nice.
Would you want that procedure? This is the premise of this show.
Okay.
And so it got me, you know, hooked in right there. Well cast, brilliantly directed and edited, one of the most spellbinding opening sequences in recent TV history. Severance is the perfect blend of sci-fi, human interest, mystery, and dark comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All rolled
it
in there.
It got me, man. And so I'm up to episode 3. I'm checking it out, and I just wanted to throw that out there to you guys. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming up 9 o'clock hour. We got a special guest, which
special
you tell
guest.
Us about.
We got special guests coming up. We got Coach Nick Davis. We're going to talk with him. He is taking on the job as a coach at Spalding High School. Special group there. They've been through a lot. He's coming in with the hope to pull things together and move those young people forward. We're going to talk to him. Top of the hour. Also, we're going to talk some baseball, too.
Mark Simon will be joining us. I got a call from Sarasota this week.
Okay.
The caregiver got back and checked on my father, and the caregivers that work inside the facility saw her, and they all know each other, and they went, "Roddy, come here." And they went, "Oh, is everything okay with Bill?" She goes, "You ain't going to believe what happened." I was like, "What?" And she went, "Greg," the woman walked up to me and says, "We didn't know Bill was like that." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Uh-oh.
They caught him sitting with the people who sits at his table, kissing one of the women there. The caregivers had to go up and pull them apart. That's the face I made. I know who this woman. But you hear these stories. They said, Roddy came back and said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, him and Miss, what's the name?" Mm-hmm. They were over there kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was. And Roddy said, "You mean like a kiss on the cheek?" She went, "Uh-uh." They were like lip locked. That in of itself is enough to get me into therapy. But the question I had was, logistically, how do they? They're both in wheelchairs.
Yeah, amen.
How you doing that? Right. And then the dementia. You know, you can't pull up to the side and do like a road stop and do. I was just perplexed,
and I laughed
for a minute.
I'm sure,
but I had to share that story because you hear about all these things in these old folks' homes that are going on.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got to worry about that other stuff, but my father was kissing this woman,
and he
had to get pulled apart.
Hey,
he's a 99 from 3 digits, and he's over there trying to kiss women. Anyway, I told you I'd share that one with you. I just got that news this last couple days. Whatever. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.